boy was blonde, his face thin and sharp with a few freckles, always a little pink around the ears and nose like he had just washed. Lee had never known anyone to look as clean as Carl. With his small, round brown eyes and fuzzy blonde hair, he reminded Lee of a young bird. Born in Munich, Carl had grown up in Baltimore. In manner and outlook, he seemed European. He shook hands with traces of a heel click. In general, Lee found European youths easier to talk to than Americans. The rudeness of many Americans depressed him, a rudeness based on a solid ignorance of the whole concept of manners and on the proposition that for social purposes, all people are more or less equal and interchangeable. What Lee looked for in any relationship was the feel of contact. He felt some contact with Carl. The boy listened politely and seemed to understand what Lee was saying. After some initial balking, he accepted the fact of Lee's sexual interest in his person. He told Lee, "Since I can't change my mind about you, I will have to change my mind about other things." But Lee soon found he could make no progress. "If I got this far with an American kid," he reasoned, "I could get the rest of the way. So he's not queer. People can be obliging. What is the obstacle?" Lee finally guessed the answer. "What makes it impossible is that his mother wouldn't like it." Lee knew it was time to pack in. He recalled a homosexual Jewish friend who lived in Oklahoma City. Lee had asked, "Why do you live here? You have enough money to live anywhere you like." The reply was, "It would kill my mother if I moved away." Lee had been speechless. One afternoon, Lee was walking with Carl by the Amsterdam Avenue Park. Suddenly, Carl bowed slightly and shook Lee's hand. "Best of luck," he said, and ran for a streetcar. Lee stood looking after him, then walked over into the park and sat down on a concrete bench that was molded to resemble wood. Blue flowers from a blossoming tree had fallen on the bench and on the walk in front of it. Lee sat there watching the flowers move along the path in a warm spring wind. The sky was clouding up for an afternoon shower. Lee felt lonely and defeated. "I'll have to look for someone else," he thought. He covered his face with his hands. He was very tired. He saw a shadowy line of boys. As each boy came to the front of the line, he said, "Best of luck," and ran for his streetcar. "Sorry, wrong number. Try again, somewhere else, someplace else. Not here, not me. Can't use it, don't need it, don't want it. Sorry. Why pick on me?"